He starts where the others stop.
Sex with furniture. What do you think?
The world watched in amazement as he unlocked the mysteries of Al Capone's glove compartment.
Aha! Roadmaps!
He blew the lid off Satanism.
All I was trying to say...
Oh, shut up, you pinhead! You make me sick!
Sometimes shocking, always controversial. He deals with topics that the other talk shows are afraid to touch. He pries, he pokes, he digs deep. He gets the answers, he gets the facts, and most of all, he gets the ratings.
Lesbian Nazi hunters, abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. All this week on...
Good evening, welcome.
Cibernético, sistema de globo en directo en la haya, con presentación y triunfo.
Welcome to Astro Unicorn number 55 here on the CBS. Today we got a special synthesizer guest. Its name is a Quark MS-10 from Japan. We'll be playing on it later on. And now we're going to listen to some hot music.
Thank you.
heydays of the DX scene. You're listening to Beverly Hills 808303, Betty Ford Clinic, like an avalanche of muddy acid. There's no escape from that track. Let's play something a little bit more civilized. Civilized, but still extremely dark. This is the soundtrack of the Thing by John Carpenter. I think this is the track John Carpenter made himself. The soundtrack was actually made by Ennio Morricone, but one of the tracks was made by John Carpenter because he wanted something electronic in it, or I don't know what the story exactly was, but Ennio Morricone was not amused by that. So I think this is the John Carpenter track on that soundtrack, and the rest is beautiful orchestrated deep Ennio Morricone style music. Next up is Syncomdata from a long time ago, Sunday on Bunker 3004-5, I don't know, one of the first Syncomdata records. We'll be right back.
Controls of an Atari video computer system. Here are the controls of the Commodore VIC-20 home computer. Now, which one do you think really deserves to be called a computer? If you say the VIC-20, well, here's a little additional piece of information. The VIC-20 also plays games like you've never seen before. Mere child's play for a true computer. The Commodore VIC-20, a real computer for the price of a toy.
Synthesizer Mystery.
Today, we've got a Quark MS-10 synthesizer from Japan, from the year 1978. A very simple but powerful one oscillator. See my modular synthesizer. From the year 1978, the Quark MS-10 is the most simplest, cheapest version in the MS series, with the other famous MS-20 and also the MS-50. It's got one thing of everything, like one oscillator, VCO, one filter, one envelope generator, one LFO. You're hearing the sine wave now. Try to filter a sine wave. We're switching to the sawtooth. Oh shit. Button fell off. As you can hear, the filter has more effect now. We're switching to the pulse width wave now. Which is kind of basically the typical MS-10 sound. Very creamy, but also a bit hollow. If the filter is extremely nice, it's very aggressive, maybe. I'll try to make some bass sounds. It's also very good for acid, especially Unit Mobius used to use this machine a lot in the early days of the DHEG electronics. And it's also semi-modular, so if you have some quartz, you can patch some holes. And this is the famous MS-10. Now you're hearing the noise oscillator from the MS-10. Just wait a minute till I start patching. It's a very good machine for special effect sounds like this. like science fiction laboratory sounds. I'm now gonna patch. The LFO into the pulse width modulation, so the pulse width changes, so that the sound becomes more fuller. Oh, now it's on a square wave. It's the wrong hole. I have to put it in the sine wave LFO output. So, with a little bit of patching, you can get an extremely rich, full sound out of this quite cheap analog machine. And also, because it's semi-modular, it's got a few in and outputs, you can use it together with another MS-10 or another MS-20 or MS-50, and there's also the SQ-10 sequencer, which you can use it with. But it also has a filter input, so you can externally filter something, like an 808, for example. So, like I said before, back in the days, Unit Mobius would use an Amiga 8-bit sample chip computer and then feed it through the MS-10 to warm it up or make it more freaky. I did that too on some Lego Welt records to make the 8-bit Amiga sound a little bit more suave. We're gonna listen to some MS-10 tracks now made by another intense MS-10 user, Electrovolt. At one time he used to own 3 Quark MS-10s. Now I think some tracks he just plays them live with 2 hands, like really freaky, really ghetto style. Anyway, here we go with some MS-10 tracks. hearing a Roland TR-606 Dramatics drum machine together with two or three Quark MS-10s from Electrovolt from his adolescent years when he was at school and was kicked out of that school because he was too focused on his MS-10s. The track was called MS-10 Thing. We're gonna play one more track from him from that time, a little bit more darker now, again with a TR-606 Dramatics and two or three Quark MS-10s. After this we got some old school classic legendary Unit Mobius tracks with Quark MS-10 also.
world turns round.
The world turns round. The legendary Unit Mabius Acid Planet 6 record. And of course, MS-10 bleeps going on there with the sample influenced by Cool McCool's The World Turns Round.
Acid Varsity.
Work that body. Work that body. You're listening to a Bunker 14 from Unit Mobius from the way back. There's probably not an MS-10 in this one. I'm gonna play some droney stuff on the MS-10 now with a space echo delay and reverb over it to give it a little bit of extra depth. Very dark droney stuff, I guess. Here we go. That was the Quark MS-10 improvisation. Got a little bit bug-esque in the end, I guess. With a Roland Space Echo over it. Now we're gonna play some music now. Living in the Ghetto.
Cooking me.
Okay, last week was our second attempt at this competition we're trying to run, and again, nobody knew the right answer, or didn't even take time to answer. So this will be the last time we're gonna do this, and we still have the prize, which is a CBS sticker and a cat sticker package, if you know the answer to this question. What soundtrack are we hearing now from which movie? And again, it's about a cyborg that travels in time. Just name the title of the movie and you'll be the lucky owner of a CBS sticker and a cat sticker package. At the end now of Astro Unicorn number 55. Thank you for listening, and keep on tuning in the CBS. Have a nice week.